Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today's Wednesday, August 26th. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Sam.
Good morning, everyone. Are you feeling the humidity outside,
Jen? I definitely am. You can't avoid it.
With the heat, my God, what is this? We usually get a very dry heat here, but today it seems like I'm carrying weight on my shoulders with all this humidity.
Yeah.
Right? So, but you grew up with it. So you know what it's like, right?
Right.
But does it still make it hard to deal with it?
I mean, I can live through it.
You can live
through
it.
Just air.
Yeah.
But it's uncomfortable for a lot of people.
Yes, it is. I know. And I overdressed for this weather today. Definitely. I should go home and put on some shorts.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, too, I suppose. I got some sleep. And I'm ready to go. You know, a lot of things to do today. As you can imagine, when you have aging parents, you have to do things for them all the time. And that's what I do. So I'm prepared for it.
What kinds of things do you have to do for them today?
Like, you have to take them to hospitals and doctors and, you know.
Gotcha.
And feed
so
them.
So that's on your agenda today.
That's part of the agenda, yes, yes. And, you know, otherwise things are looking good. And I was thinking of going again for horseback riding, but then I thought, you know what? It's just too hot out there. I'm not enjoying it now. Maybe I'll go in the fall or something.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, because it seems interesting. The more I think about it, the more I realize it's pretty cool, actually.
So it's like horseback riding is cool, or you had a really nice time?
I think horseback riding is cool, and I had a good time.
Okay.
It's funny. I sent a picture to someone that I'm in touch with. You know, someone from an app that's called Tinder, and we sort of like been texting to each other. So I sent her a picture with me on the horse, and she's like, "Ooh, a cowboy." I said, "No, that's not what I was trying to get through." I said, "I just went horseback riding, and it looked like a good picture, so I sent it." It's recent, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, me, a cowboy, couldn't be farther away from that.
Right. You know? So does she horseback ride as well?
No.
Oh.
No. She just thought she was getting a cowboy here.
Right.
So no. I had to disappoint her.
But that would be a fun date to do, to go horseback riding with someone.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we haven't met yet, so I think the first one should be coffee or something.
Right, yes. You
know? Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see how that develops. I don't hang my hopes up too high. And whatever happens, happens, you know. It's just, I think it's fun. The dating process is fun, you know. Maybe it's not for you because you've been doing it for a while, right?
I think it can be.
Yeah.
You just have to...
Like meeting new people and stuff.
Well, I mean, I don't generally like meeting new people.
Really?
No. I'm good with the ones that I have. I like the people that are in my life. You know who you are. I love you all. Mm. And there's a lot of them. So I don't necessarily like meeting new people. But I don't know. The prospect of finding somebody that you could be in love with and that could be your person is pretty cool. Like, it's like a nice thing to think about, I would say, in terms of your future and what you're building in your life. But also, you have to go through a lot of people that are not that person.
Right.
So that is the part that I don't like.
Right, exactly. Because you're focused on something and you're eager to find it. You know,
I don't know that I'm eager to find it. I'm
not eager.
No, I'm not in no rush, any shape or form. But
oh, okay, cool.
Did I seem like I was in a rush?
I don't know. Sometimes I think when Lauren was here and we would talk, it seemed like you guys were constantly, well, you know, when I find a guy, or when will I find a guy? And
well, that's just what girls think about.
Right.
I wouldn't say that I'm eager. I'm not racing to find the person to fit the right. space that exists. Like, I don't care. I'm very busy and very independent.
Well, that's good to know then. Then that's fine. You take your time.
Right.
You don't settle.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. So, dating, what can I say? It's fun when you have time for it and when you meet cool people. Sometimes, like you said, it's a waste of time, you know?
It can be.
But you never know.
It can be a waste of time. I think what I've learned through the process is to be more selective mm-hmm. with who I choose to spend my time with. Like, you could, you know, strengthen numbers, go out with everybody and figure it out that way. Or you can have conversations with people and then weed them out. Like, you don't have to go out with everybody just because they ask.
Right.
You can get a lot from a text conversation or, you know, I don't know. But
right. You see, you come from such a different place because you're a woman and you get a lot to choose from, you know. But it's pretty different when you're a guy because you don't have to sift through thousands, you know, like, or hundreds or whatever, dozens mm-hmm. even, you know.
So are you making it a priority to date now?
No, but I mean, I would like to. I would like to, so it's not like a priority where it can preempt other things, but I definitely want to make some time for it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it would be cool. It would be cool. Yeah, but I'm definitely not ready to settle down. You know, I mean, I find myself I'm pretty happy living on my own and not having to talk all the time and to answer people all the time and stuff. You know, I mean, like I remember. When I first get up in the morning, I'm not in the mood to talk. I'm not in the mood to do anything other than have some coffee and take a shower, you know. So if I have to start, like, thinking or talking or having conversations and stuff or even arguments, first thing when I get out of bed, that's not what I want, you know.
Yeah.
So, of course, arguments should not be part of it, period.
No.
But, you know, it does happen when you live with someone after a long time and... So, I don't know. I've been on my own since an early age, so I learned to be self-sufficient. And that's the way I like it. You know, it's like have a separate life plus find someone, you know. And then, you know, if it works out and everything and you really feel you want to be together, then you move in together and then you take it to the next level, you know. But in the meantime, I'm happy where I am, so... So that's why I'm not under pressure, but it would be nice to get romantic, right?
I guess. That doesn't sound like that's something you really want, but hey.
Now, well, that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, I don't want to be looking for it, you know? And I don't feel a need for it, but I'm thinking it would be really cool. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So we're going to have a guest calling in a few minutes. And I'm embarrassed to say I don't know how to pronounce her first name. So we're going to find out from her. She's a stand-up comedian and a motivational speaker. So that should be a lot of fun talking to her. And she'll be calling in. I thought she was coming in, Jen, but my memory is betraying me.
Yes, she's calling.
Yeah. Let's see. Did you hear about this boy that slipped and fell into a painting?
Nope.
Yeah. This happened in Taipei. There's an art gallery there. And there's a painting by Paolo Porpora that's estimated at $1.5 million. And the boy fell right into it, put a big hole in it.
How did he fall?
I don't know. Maybe he stumbled or whatever, you know. They're not really saying. He was just admiring the exhibit or something, you know.
And so who pays for the damage?
Yeah, they're saying the parents are not going to have to pay. I mean, how the hell are they going to pay for something like this anyway?
Right.
But they probably have insurance, don't you think?
I would assume
so. In the museum, yeah. But, I mean, it's a piece of art. You can't really duplicate it. So, but they're saying they're going to restore it. So we'll see. But how awful, you know, to be through this. I mean, you're the kid there. You're going to have a trauma for the rest of your life.
How old is he?
He was 12, so he probably doesn't even appreciate the amount of $1.5 million.
No, he definitely doesn't.
Yeah.
Or the art itself, I'm sure.
Yeah. God.
My parents used to take me to museums all the time as a kid, and I just sat there in complete boredom.
Yeah.
And now I go because I want to. But right. At 12, I mean...
Yeah, you don't really care.
Right.
Yeah. No, I know. I remember that. And I remember... Yeah, I was never into that stuff until I took some art history classes in... Or one art history class in college, and it totally turned me on to... paintings and art and things like that, you know, sculpture. So so it was nice to learn all the art and the architecture of the Romans and the Greeks and the Renaissance and all that stuff. So I do enjoy going to museums, you know, because when you understand what you're looking at, it's different.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I haven't been to one in a long time, but I should go to LACMA at least.
I'm going to LACMA on Friday.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump is like a loose cannon these days. I don't know what the hell's going on, but he's like with his behavior, I think he's masking his message, you know, if he only relaxed a little bit.
Are you referring to his behavior with Megyn Kelly?
Megyn Kelly and the reporter Jorge Ramos from Univision.
Yes.
And whom Donald Trump had let out of the room.
Right.
And they claimed that the reporter was speaking out of turn. He wasn't called on and so forth. And he just started draining him with questions. I think Trump is probably irritated with Univision that they cut out the Miss USA competition. And...
Well, they're allowed to do whatever they want in response to what he was saying about Hispanics.
Right. So he can do whatever he wants, too, right?
And yeah.
If he doesn't want to talk to the reporter.
Also, if the reporter's rapid-firing questions out of turn, yeah. You know, there's a protocol for press junkets and things like that, or press conferences. So it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, it's not a bad name for Jorge Ramos. Like, he's right. Now every... What,
yeah, now we know him.
I mean, I knew who he was before, but like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so... But now everyone knows who he is.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not so bad, right?
No, of course not. I think everyone wins. I mean, yeah. Except Donald Trump, because he looks like an idiot.
Yeah, he's really, you know, he's... I don't know. I mean, I just... he's turning off people, you know, when he doesn't have to. I mean, look, you can be Donald Trump. You can be tough. You can be all this stuff. But leave Megyn Kelly alone. I mean, it's so behind you already, you know?
Right, but also, like, attack problems, not people.
Right. Right.
When you start to attack people, we take it personally as people. If you attack issues, we all come together on a common ground. But right. Like, if you attack a person, we're going to all feel like you're attacking. You could attack us. You could attack anybody.
Right. But the thing is, I was reading this book yesterday, actually, was talking about that. And, you know, he gave examples of people that
attacked
him. No, he didn't mention her at all. But people in the media who have attacked him. And he says, when I'm attacked, I attack back twice as hard, you know.
But maybe the way he does it is like a very childish, trite way.
I have to agree.
So like tweeting about Megyn Kelly is silly.
Yeah, it is.
Take
he's
the
going
high
out
road.
Of his way. Yeah, he's going out of his way to do this for what? You know, I mean, the thing is, so she actually must have hit a wrong note with him or something. I don't know.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, clearly.
But, I mean, a lot of people are supporting her, not him.
Right.
Like, other celebrities are coming out and saying, she's a class act, leave her alone. Like, really, right. Donald Trump? Really?
Right. No, I mean, maybe she asked a legitimate question, but I don't think she would have asked that out of anybody else, you know, and I think that was not fair.
I also think that wasn't fair. I think because he's making it such a big deal, he's making it worse than it was.
Right, right.
And he's, you know, expanding the issue beyond just that debate.
I have to agree with that, you know.
That could have been old news.
Right. People would have forgotten already, you know. And, I mean, because he got to the point now where I think the Fox News head is Roger Ailes or Isles or something. And the funny thing is I was reading in the book that Donald Trump wrote a few years ago, and he likes this guy, you know, a lot. And so this guy came out yesterday, and he says, we expect an apology. And you know Donald Trump is not going to apologize. So I'm eager to see what's going to happen with him in Fox News.
He should be using his Twitter platform to say what his presidential platform is, right, instead of attacking Megyn Kelly and whoever else crosses him. He should be saying all the things he wants people to hear, because it's an open forum. Nobody's debating him that he has to really deal with. Like, he could ignore the other messages, and he can just put out there what it is he wants to say.
Right.
But he chooses to say things about people instead.
Right, yeah. Which is really not presidential.
You have to still be a class act. You still have to have manners. You still have to
be
eloquent.
Be tough. Right, exactly. He's not eloquent. But you're right. I think it is childish when someone attacks you. I mean, look, I'm like that too. You know, if someone really pisses me off, I'll try and get back at them. You know, not physically or anything, but with words. And but when you're in the public eye and stuff, and you want to be president, you don't behave like that. You know, you address what happens, but. So with Megyn Kelly, I think just let her go and move on. He's got so many other things to focus on.
Right.
Right? And so why focus on her? What's the point?
I don't know. It's very silly.
But he's, yeah. So people are calling him bully and everything. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't help him. I don't think it helps him. And even supporters, I think, cringe, you know, when you see something like this, because you know the guy's got a message, but it's all getting masked by this stuff, this
right.
garbage.
It's like when you break up with somebody, you don't go post something about them for the world to see and take right. it out on them in the public eye. Right. You just don't.
Right.
Like, people just need to know, like, when and where.
Right. I mean, yeah, because the question is, how does he think it's helping him?
I don't know. You like, know? If you have a problem with Megyn Kelly, write to Megyn Kelly.
Right.
And then maybe change her tune about you personally, so then when she talks to you in the public eye, it reflects there instead of over Twitter. Are you following?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. And it's just – and why get Fox News on your bad side? I mean, that's the network that is supposed to support you. And
if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah, I know.
It's one thing to stand up for yourself, but to put down somebody else, it's like, you know how during the presidential election, there's always like those commercials bashing the other candidates?
The negative commercials?
Instead, he's bashing everyone.
Yeah.
That is not what you should be spending your time on.
Yeah.
It's also really negative, and you're putting out such bad energy. Who wants the person with the worst energy running our country that already has lots of bad energy?
Yeah. Well, again, I'm saying he's a response to anger, and some people...
he needs anger management, and he needs media training.
Right, exactly.
Immediately.
And he needs to answer that anger and not inflame it, I don't think. But this reporter, I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched part of it when they were bringing him back in, because I missed that part. But they did walk him out, the reporter, and then Donald Trump had him come back in. So, and then he answered his questions. So
what was the big deal? Why did they have him leave and come back? Why leave at all, and then why come back?
Yeah. Well, because he wouldn't shut up, I think, and then they removed him, you know. But why did they bring him back? I don't know. I guess Donald Trump was trying to show maybe that he does have some compassion or something, or maybe regret, whatever. But I know he's not going to apologize to Fox News, so... I'm waiting to see what's going to happen there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But I have been deleting quite a few people from my Facebook, and it looks a lot better now.
What does that have to do with Donald Trump?
Because a lot of people are really ignorant about what they say, and I'm not interested in seeing that. And it's people I don't even know.
So you're saying that's the connection, that like he kicked out Jorge Ramos? And
How am I segueing to
yes.
that one? Well, because we were talking about Donald Trump, and
so some of people's posts are about Donald Trump, and you're not interested
you.
In seeing that.
Yeah.
Okay,
I guess you have to explain what I say.
I'm going to be the Sam translator okay. for the audience,
right? Because sometimes my mind just works too fast, and you don't get the segue,
right?
Okay.
So for our audience, Sam was referring to the fact that other people post about our similar topic,
right.
and what they say is a little asinine. So you don't like seeing it and you've removed them.
Yeah. And I'm not, I don't do this to every leftist. I just do it to people that are stupid. And when someone is not informed and they make, like, for example, Donald Trump, if you read up on it, he never went bankrupt. You know, it had some things to do with the companies that he bought that were in bad shape or whatever. But he says, you can check my record. I never filed like a bankruptcy, you know. So, you know, I haven't investigated it, but I figure if he says it in a book, it's probably correct. But at any rate, he's worth, what, how much did he say, $7 billion or something?
So are people on your Facebook feed, to bring that back, are they posting that he once went bankrupt, or what was the
connection
there?
Some are, yeah. Like, you'll have memes of, like, he went bankrupt 5 times, and he did this, married or divorced 3 times, and, you know, I think he's divorced twice, not 3 times. I don't know, but... this is his 3rd wife, I think. But anyway, I mean, they even make fun of his, excuse me, of his wife being hot and everything. So I don't know what that has to do with anything.
You know? I don't either. Mm.
But yeah. I guess the guest is not calling in, Jen.
I guess not.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, in other news.
Yes.
The shooter that killed the 2 reporters from a station in Virginia killed himself.
Now, tell me about this, because I only heard, like, the headline about it. What happened? Was that, like, a TV crew, and he just walked up and shot them?
Correct. It really? Was a reporter, the cameraman, and the person they were interviewing. He went up and was filming himself shooting them.
Wow.
And posted it on Twitter. And so you could see that he was in the video, obviously. The reporter and the cameraman were shot dead. The person they were interviewing, which is like the person that heads up the tourism board and commerce in Virginia, was shot but not dead. She's having back surgery. And then he went and killed himself like a day later.
Oh, really?
Because police came and confronted him, and so he killed himself instead.
Yeah. How did he think it was going to end up? I don't know.
Don't know. I
mean, yeah. I what did know. They think, these people?
I don't know.
But wow, so this seemed like premeditated, right? I mean, this was
absolutely
planned.
I mean, you drive somewhere, and you have a gun in your hand, and you film it.
And you walk to specific
all
people,
of those
too.
Things. Right. Those are choices. So
right.
There's a real lack of like connection between why he killed the people he killed. He used to work at the station, but it was like 2 years ago, and then he had been let go.
Mm.
And so they aren't really saying why he was let go, but I mean, maybe they will now that he killed himself. But
so he's dead now too.
It's not like the cameraman and the reporter had done anything to him.
Right.
They didn't even know him, they said. Like, that's what the articles are saying.
Yeah.
So the connection is very unclear, other than the fact they worked for the same station.
They worked for the same station, then that's probably what it was. Wow.
Yeah,
you never know, man. You never know.
But, you know, to the point of, like, CNN's article, they were saying that, you know, you send people into war zones to cover those things. You send them all over the place to cover more serious and scary situations. These 2 people were interviewing the tourism board of Virginia.
Right.
A very, you know, harmonious thing, really.
Right.
Like, it's not about violence at all. And they ended up being killed.
Yeah. It was just random, I think, you know? I mean, well, as far as the people concerned, yeah, I mean, you know, he must have said, okay, let me get somebody from the station, regardless of who it is. If he was let go 2 years ago, he obviously or apparently didn't even know them, or they didn't know him. And wow. Yeah, when you fire people, man, it can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Sad.
Sad stuff, man. Sad stuff. So the, I guess the stock market is back up and down, and it's really scary, you know. I mean, some people are saying it could really ruin our economy, while some people are saying it's just a correction. So I don't know, but that's quite a big correction. So yesterday it fell another 200 points. I don't know what the total has been the past few days, but it's been over 1,000 points that it fell. So I don't know. But, you know, somebody did say something like, would we even be talking about China if it weren't for Trump? And I think that's pretty cool. You know, nobody really ever comes out and says, China's our enemy. They're not a friend.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they steal from us. They lie to us about military and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, there's a reason to suspect them and everything. But I'm glad people are at least talking about it, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, I got to say also that, you know, I think a lot of people are like going with Trump because he's so opposite of our president. You know, many people feel, myself included, that our president has weakened our reputation around the world. People are not afraid of us. They do whatever they want. I mean, think about it. ISIS is killing our people, you know, and we don't even call them terrorists, you know. So people are pissed about that. So that might be like an overreaction, like it's an overcorrection to the other side, going from one extreme to the other. So,
well, yeah. I just came across an article about Donald Trump impersonating an Asian negotiator.
Really?
Yeah, and like doing an accent.
Really?
To highlight like what they would say to make a deal. So like,
wow.
I just think that you have to draw the line somewhere. Like, while I might do things that are inappropriate because I have a radio show, I'm not running for president.
Right.
You know, there are certain standards for what you have to.
Yeah. Well, he's an equal opportunity offender. He offends everybody, I guess.
Yeah, but you can't do that when you're running for president.
No, I know. I'm not saying I agree with it at all. At all. And that could be his demise. It's just these stupid things. You know, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I can also admit when people on the right are wrong. But I feel that people on the left will never admit that they're wrong, that their president is wrong, that anybody's wrong. And, you know, so, but I'm willing to say, you know what, you're right. You know, that's out of line. I personally don't get offended by it, but there are some people who are. And all I'm saying, it's not good for his strategy, that's all. It doesn't really bother me what he does as far as that goes, but I think it can hurt his thing. And yeah, I happen to think that it's not a cool thing to just go after people for no reason.
Yeah.
But he must feel there's a reason. I don't know. Yeah. So they arrested this CEO and six other people running the website rentboy.com.
Yep. Male escorts.
Male escorts. But, I mean, aren't there a lot of escort services out there?
I mean, yeah, but that doesn't mean they're going to find them all.
Yeah, but
this is a website. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean, on websites and stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
I think they have escorts. I'm pretty...
Well, this is the world's largest male escort site.
Yeah, and it is a male one. I wonder if that has anything to do with it. Because, you know, obviously there must be female escorts out there. But why did they pick on them? Maybe because they are like the biggest escort site, and it could as well be bigger than straight escort sites. I don't know, because...
straight because, being female?
No. Straight being both. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Why is that straight?
No, I mean...
You just
no,
mean
if it's
female.
Like, yeah, yeah, males and females. Yeah, like, let's say like a straight heterosexual... relationship, you know, escorts that are not
what
gay.
If women are hiring these men though?
But this is gay.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a gay website. Yeah, it's his largest male escort. It's not for women.
Yeah, but I mean, women could hire male escorts.
No, they can, but this site apparently was for gay people. I don't know. That's what I thought it was.
Oh.
They're saying it's like, yeah. Oh, I see. So, you saw male, and you figured, okay, so this is meant for women.
No, right. I just didn't really think about it because it didn't say gay. It just right. said male escorts.
Right, that's true. Yeah. But I think it's because the reason I'm saying this is because I think they showed pictures of the site and stuff, and it looked like a gay site to me.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. But also,
Well, so they were charged with conspiring to violate the Travel Act by promoting prostitution. Mm. So that makes sense why.
Right. But they're not the only ones. Yeah, that's why I would. Because, you know, I mean, everybody could say, hey, this is an escort site. I mean, there's a lot of, like, sex sites and stuff on the internet.
This one has 11,000 followers.
Wow.
On Twitter, at least.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. The interesting thing is, you're right, they're not saying it's gay.
No.
Did you go to the website?
No.
Yeah, let me see. I'm going to go there real quick and see why what I saw there that made me think that. Oh, it's not there now, you see? They removed the website.
Right.
Yeah.
God. Well, so if convicted, these guys, the six of them, or seven of them, could be sentenced up to 5 years in prison and fined up to $250,000.
Mm.
So yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. You see,
maybe they're, you know, cracking down on this stuff, though, because of the whole Ashley Madison thing.
Possible.
I mean, this is prostitution. Ashley Madison isn't, but
right.
Someone's got to, you know, monitor what's happening online.
Yeah, for legality. But what Ashley Madison was doing, obviously, was not illegal. So, you know, they weren't closed down, obviously, by the authorities.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder, is the site still up there?
Ashley Madison? I don't know, but I think two people committed suicide.
Are you serious?
Of it. Yeah.
Wow.
And now they're saying that the hackers are using the personal information of people to reach out to them directly and threaten them.
Wow. Yeah, you see, do you think that's okay?
No, I don't think that's okay. Right. I think one thing is to, like, take a stand against the website. It's another thing to take a stand against the people.
Yeah, but, I mean, but they hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they didn't really, I mean, they hurt the website, obviously, but they hurt a lot of people, too. I mean, if you're saying people committed suicide, that's pretty irresponsible to do. And it's not like you don't know it's going to happen. You know, when you do something like this, it's going to be devastating for a lot of people. So, yeah. Well, I just hope they catch them. That's all I can say. I mean, that's a totally criminal act. But that's different, obviously, from the escort site and stuff. So,
yeah.
I don't know. But it's hard for me to imagine this was a site for women. It's just like, yeah, I mean, women don't get escorts, you know? I mean,
maybe in Vegas or something. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. We can figure out if it's gay or straight later.
Right. Yeah, because I'm telling you, I mean, if women use escorts, it's probably like 2% to 98% of men.
I guess.
It can't be any different than that, you know.
Women
just don't do that.
I don't know if the sexuality of this website, though, is the main focus.
Wow.
Prostitution on any front is wrong, so I think that that's probably the main thing that they should, you know, take this site down.
Mm.
Right? Because prostitution's illegal.
It's illegal.
Men or women,
I don't know
doesn't
that it's
matter.
Wrong, though. I mean, I don't think it's wrong. It's illegal, but I don't know why. There's no victims, you know. So I don't understand it, you know. But because, I mean, like, for example, you go to some places where prostitution is legal, and I don't see any problems with it. You know,
well, it depends.
It's regulated, you know. So
what about,
I don't know,
the fact that there are pimps and the fact that some people are actually, like, enslaved into prostitution?
Yeah, well, that's another thing that, you know, but who's going to monitor that industry? Well, but many people do go into it maybe willingly, and, you know, I mean, I don't know why anybody would go into it, but I can understand that some people,
because if
desperate.
They're going to do it, they might as well get paid for it. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, so some of them go to become porn stars. But, I don't know. Sex work is pretty tricky. It's pretty tricky. But there's obviously a lot of demand for it. And I think in a free country, you should let people have what they want if they're not hurting anybody. And all I'm saying is this. Look, let's say there's a prostitute. She doesn't have a pimp and nothing bad happens. What's wrong with that? Now, if a pimp hurts her or something, that has nothing to do with her being a prostitute. I mean, he's just abusing her, period. So, and, you know, and maybe if it was legal, pimps wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Let's talk about some baby names. Have you seen the list? The recent, most recent list here? Every year they release this.
So who's at the top?
For girls, it's Emma.
Okay.
I haven't met a lot of Emmas lately, but then again, that's for babies. Boys, Noah is number one.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know.
That name was popular, I think, when I was born.
Really? Yeah.
My first boyfriend's name was Noah.
Oh, yeah.
We were like three.
How cute. The second name on the list for boys is Liam. Then it's Mason, Jacob, William, Ethan, Michael, Alexander, James, and Daniel. So a lot of these are like timeless names. People always use them.
Yeah, I like timeless names. I don't like trendy names.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? I mean, some are not trendy. They're just, they're added later when someone famous comes along, you know. I mean, before Farrah Fawcett, I don't think there were any Farrahs out there. Yeah, Liam Neeson probably. And I remember there used to be, Sean was a popular name when my son was born, so we named him Sean. But and it all comes from Sean Connery. I mean, when you spell it S-E-A-N, and the funny thing is I have a friend who was my girlfriend many years ago, and she had a kid. She named him Sean, too. And we weren't even in touch then.
Popular names are interesting.
Yeah.
There were a lot of Jennifers when I was born.
Yeah.
I grew up with a lot of Jennifers. Now I'm the only Jennifer in my group of friends.
Really?
But when I went to school, there was a lot.
Yeah. It's funny because this reminds me yesterday, there was something on Facebook, I guess. This guy was put up a sign on their house that says, "Jen, will you marry me?" And I thought,
I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that?
Yeah.
That's funny.
There's also signs all over L.A. that say, "Who is Jen?"
Really?
Yeah. It's a campaign for the brand MeUndies.com. It's an underwear line, and I don't really know the connection to Jen, but people send me pictures of this billboard all over the place.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's funny. Who is Jen?
I don't know. Who is she?
So let's see. So those were U.S. names. Okay. Now let's see what the British names are. Okay. That's interesting. British girls, Amelia, Olivia, Isla. Isla?
Isla.
Isla?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Like island, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard that name before?
Yes.
Really? Okay. So that's why you know.
Yes.
Isla. Wow, that's a pretty cool name, actually. Then they have Emily and Poppy at number five. Poppy. Well, you know, it's got to be an inside thing in England. Then we have Ava, Isabella, Jessica, Lily, and Sophie, which many of those are popular here as well.
Yes.
And then for boys, we have Oliver's number one. See, those are old names. Jack, Harry.
Harry Jacob. Is strange, I think, to name a baby Harry.
You think?
Don't you? He sounds like an old man.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Would you look at a baby and say, "Hey, Harry"? Like, that's so weird.
But William is like that, too, I think. Sounds like that. William for a baby.
I guess.
Yeah. So let's see. William is in the U.S., it's number five, and in England it's number 10. But I think John and William are probably, you know, like Bill and
John
Bob.
Is such a plain name.
Right. And so are Bob and Bill, right? I mean, they're like so overused.
Right.
So that's why a lot of people use their full name now, you know. Don't call me Bill, call me William.
Right.
You know.
And it's not Bob, Robert.
Robert, right. Yeah. So I don't know. Do you have any names you would name your baby, or you haven't thought about that yet?
I haven't thought about it yet.
No. I know some people wait until after the baby is born.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, like what's that about, man? You have so long to think of a name.
I would think of a couple, and then maybe when I met the baby, I would pick the name.
Oh, really?
Like maybe if I had a couple.
That's interesting.
But I also don't understand people that like don't want to know the sex of the baby till it's born.
Mm. I'm one of those. Yeah. Because it's, I don't know. I think it's cool to be surprised. I don't know why. Maybe it's just tradition.
Maybe. I like to plan. So like if I were to have a baby shower and people were going to bring me gifts, I'd want them to know I'm having a boy or a girl.
That's true. Yeah. Well, my view is pretty outdated, I guess. But both my kids, we didn't know what they were going to be, you know. And I got lucky enough to have one of each.
So did you have did you have two names picked in case they were either or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah, we did. We did. And so we picked Sarah and Sean. And I love them to death. I'm telling you, there's nothing like kids, you know. They just have to realize there's nothing like parents too.
Right.
You know. But I've got to tell you, I mean, the past 6 months or so, they've really matured, you know, and I'm really happy they stay in touch and all that stuff. They take the initiative, which is what I've always wanted.
Right.
It's like, come on, you know, show me that you want to talk to me. So, yeah. And, you know, divorce is not easy and, you know, it can really tear up families and stuff. But we did it diplomatically as much as we could.
That's good.
You know. But I sometimes I feel bad because my son, I mean, we divorced when he was 6 months old, you know, so he never knew what it was like. Or actually he did, you know, because we went back to each other for 3 years after we were divorced for 7. But it was more, you know, it's not like I really wanted to be with her. I wanted to live with the kids. Mm. So it was kind of like she felt I was easier to get along with. And I thought, gee, I'll get to be with the kids. We'll have a family. So let's do it. But it lasted 3 years. But at least he got a little taste of that, you know. But I still feel that, you know, at least my daughter remembers a little bit, although she was 4 when we got divorced. So
I think it's better if you're younger.
You think?
Yeah.
Because you don't know any better?
Right.
Or what? Really?
You don't know any better. You don't see fighting. You don't see the hard parts of marriage. You don't get tainted by it or pick up bad habits or examples that you think are normal.
But you might feel bad maybe near your friends if your parents are not together or something. You know,
I
maybe
think that
you'll
that's
wonder.
Not as bad as seeing the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. You know, I mean, when I was contemplating the divorce, people were saying, you know, I mean, think about the kids. You know, they'll be better off. And sometimes it's hard to see that. But, you know, and I still wish I spent some more years with them in the same house. I think it would have affected them a lot more, given them a little more direction. But, you know.
So did they not go back and forth between you two, or they just stayed with the mom?
No, they stayed with the mom, and I would see them 2-3 times a week when they were very young.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, we have a lot of good memories together. So it's not like I was an absent father, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was gone for a year, but that was to sort of like work on myself. I was in a pretty low point in my life. So I moved away, but then I couldn't stand being away from them for all that time. They were young. So, yeah, I mean, but kids can transform your life. I mean, they do. The moment they come out, your life changes forever. You know, and not for the worse necessarily at all, but it just changes. You don't do the things you used to when you're single anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that. What else? I guess that's about it for today. There wasn't nothing much, and I wanted to. I think. Oh, you have a guest for tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah, is that someone you know or
my friend's mom?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
What does she do?
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, why is she going to be on the show?
She wrote a book, I believe.
Oh, okay. Great. So we'll talk to her about the book.
Yes.
And everything. Sounds good. Okay, folks. Well, we're going to... I wanted to mention, have you ever heard of the restaurant Stanley's?
No.
No, because you don't live in the Valley. They have... Oh, they used to have two of them. One of them is like down the street from my house. So I found out they closed down. And I mean, that's like an institution in Sherman Oaks, you know. Everybody knows of Stanley's. So they have great salads and chicken and a bar. But I know someone who's worked there for at least as long as I've known her, which is 7 years, 8 years. And so she wrote down that they closed down. So I went there, and sure enough, on the door, it says after 32 years, which is, how does that happen, you know? Maybe you just hire really bad management. They put you in such a, in the hole, and you can't climb out.
Don't know.
I don't know, yeah. But they were busy, I mean, yeah. All right, everybody. That's it for today. Jen, have a great day.
Thank you, too.
And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.